Welcome to Global One Media's Stocks to Watch. I'm Michael Suedo. I'm speaking today with Russell Starr. He's the head of capital markets at DeFi Technologies. Russell, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me, Mike. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, great to meet you here. I appreciate you taking the time. Earlier this year, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission approved the listing and trading of spot Bitcoin ETPs. These are exchange-traded products that track the price of Bitcoin. Since that announcement, Bitcoin has been on a tear. Institutional investors have been busy buying up the cryptocurrency so they can offer new products. And your company is active in this ETP space, as well as other aspects of decentralized finance. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, tell us, how do these ETPs work? Give us a quick primer. And what's the advantage of investing in them as opposed to buying crypto outright?
Yeah, so I mean, the ETF, ETP world is nothing new to the capital markets. In fact, ETFs in the US, North America, and ETPs in Europe are pretty much the single fastest growing vehicle for the capital markets. If you look outside of, you know, business segments like AI, crypto, ETFs, there's ETFs in gold, there's ETFs in oil. I mean, basically everything in the world can be turned into an ETF or an ETP. And that's the reason they've picked up so much momentum, because you can create these baskets of products that effectively give the owner of the ETF or the ETP broader exposure to certain areas of the market. What we do, though, is a little bit different. We took a perspective on crypto and Web 3.0, and we basically said, look, and I'm sure you've probably experienced this, and if you haven't, I highly recommend you try to go out and buy a meme coin or buy Solana or buy something like that. It's not a simple process. You've got to open a wallet. You've got to open up accounts on in a lot of instances, unregulated trading exchanges. And you've recently seen what can happen to an unregulated trading exchange. FTX is the perfect example. So what we said to ourselves was, look, why can't we take that same concept of an ETF or an ETP, but this time wrap a crypto protocol in that product and allow them to trade on a traditional exchange? So our products, we have 17 of them now in Europe. We stay away from the US. As you can see, the US and Canada are very difficult jurisdictions. The regulators and the political environment is quite negative, which is shocking to me, because the rest of the world is really embracing this new ecosystem. And the US, well, let's call it spade a spade, Canada as well, they're against it, because it has the potential to destabilize the US dollar, which is obviously something the US is very, very concerned about. But we wrap these crypto protocols in traditional equity wrappers so that people can buy them on a traditional exchange just the way they would buy a stock. And our view is that's where this entire industry is going, specifically because of some of these regulatory issues that have occurred. And our company has just been growing lights out over the last probably 3-4 months.
So, I mean, like you said, if you want to go and buy Bitcoin directly, Solana directly, meme coin, it can be challenging. I have tried that from here in Singapore, and
yes,
transferring fiat currency in, going from one place to another. And like you said, the cold wallets. So as I understand it, the product you offer, one of the main advantages is it just simply much easier to do. Is that correct?
It's easier. It's listed on a traditional exchange. There's a prospectus that clears it, so it goes through all sorts of regulatory hurdles. Every client that buys it is KYC'd. So all of those nuances and challenges that you read about in the crypto market, which is, what about all these, the criminal aspect to it? What about the fact that no one's regulating these products? What, on and on and on. We've removed all of that from the process and really turned them into equities. And so, for example, if you were to look at our Solana ETP, it's up, 400-500%, thousands of percent now as I think it through. Solana's gone from 10-20 bucks to almost 200 bucks. Our Solana ETP has just been on fire. And, you look at what's going on in the US, these Bitcoin ETFs, I kind of chuckle, because you heard all of these comments from the regulators and everybody talking about how fees, the management fees, were ultimately going to go to zero. Our Bitcoin and Ethereum ETPs, we charge zero management fee on them. So we're already way ahead. No one ever really talks about us, which is pretty funny because we've actually been doing this now since 2021.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. Zero fees. And you kind of foreshadowed my next question. If I understand properly, you have about $620 million of assets under management. You mentioned 17 ETPs in Europe. And I'm sure our viewers would like to know which ones are the best performing.
Solana by far, Bitcoin, obviously, Ethereum. But the beauty of owning our parent company, DeFi Technologies, which trades in Canada, DEFI, and in the US, it trades as DEFTF on the OTC. The reason for owning our company is that you don't have to pick the winner. By virtue of owning us as a parent company, you get exposure to all of the underlying. And it's pretty crazy. While the crypto market has just kind of gone like this, our stock is just being flat, even though we're up like 400% since September. That was a mean reversion just to fair value for what our assets were almost 6-7 months ago. Our assets have now doubled, tripled. Solana's on fire. Bitcoin's on fire. Quite frankly, XRP, Uniswap, those are all on fire. We're launching 15 more this year. We're probably going to launch another 30 the next year. No one really knows who the next winner is going to be. So why not just buy our equity and you basically get a diversified exposure to the entire space at extremely cheap prices right now, because while Solana, Bitcoin, and the AUM has gone through the roof and with it all our revenues, our stock hasn't moved. And that's largely because we trade in Canada, right?
All right, well, that is a good pitch for your company for buying DeFi technology shares.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. But if we talk about the ETPs, how does their performance compare with that of the underlying digital assets?
Perfectly correlated. Mark, there's no deviation. So you never experience anything like you do with Grayscale. You know how Grayscale at one point was trading at a premium, the Bitcoin product, then it was trading at a really large discount. We're open-ended. There's zero tracking error. So you get perfect exposure to any of the protocols you buy one-to-one when you buy them.
Okay, fantastic. And your company has three main business units. We've been talking about one of them, which is Valour Asset Management. That's the one that issues exchange-traded products. You also have an infrastructure division and a VC, a venture capital arm that handpicks promising companies. That focuses as well on the DeFi space, which makes sense. So let's take a closer look at that. I believe you have about 10 companies in your portfolio. I was looking at the list. There's something called Wilder World, which is a massive multiplayer metaverse. There's something called Saffron Finance, which is an online protocol for managing investor risk. These sound pretty different. So what's your investment philosophy? How do you determine what companies to back?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So by far, our biggest investment is a crypto bank. A private Swiss bank called Amina Bank. It used to be called SIBA Bank. That's very different than what you just described. So very importantly, we recently bought Anthony Pompliano's marketing company, but Pomp has always been involved with this company since day one. He's a shareholder. He loves it. He thinks the future is incredibly bright for DeFi. What we do is we take a look at these new and upcoming protocols, and we get to see them earlier than anyone else because of who we are. Our two co-founders, one created Hive Blockchain, the other created XBT Provider, which is basically now CoinShares, and then, of course, Pompliano. And so we see these like really early stage opportunities for these new protocols. You mentioned a few. Some of the other ones are Sovereign, Luxor, Oxygen. And our view is, look, we obviously want to make money. We're rarely ever taking big bets. The only big bet we took was on the bank. And I think that's going to turn out very, very well. So we take these little investments, 100, 200 grand, and we look and we say, look, is this going to be a potential ETP for us? And does this have 10, 20, 100 bagger potential? And that's how we look at these opportunities. And we're just very, very lucky because of who we are that we actually get to see them, because they rarely are looking for more than 2, 3, 4, 5 million bucks. There's tons of people who want to get it. So there's cutbacks everywhere. But because of Anthony Pompliano, because of Ollie and Johan, who are our co-founders, we get into these books and we're able to get long. And you know, a perfect example is we bought into a company called 3IQ, which was a Canadian very much like Grayscale, a Canadian version of Grayscale. And we bought that early on, and we recently sold it for maybe 10, 12 times our original investment.
I like how you say that the investments, they also link back to the exchange-traded products. That's really good to hear. If we look at your third business unit, that's DeFi infrastructure. As I understand it helps validate DeFi transactions. It promotes independent governance. How exactly does that work?
Well, basically for every one of these protocols, they're all decentralized. And by virtue of owning a certain amount of the tokens, you're allowed to run a node. And a node is simply, as you mentioned, the ability to vote on the approval or disapproval of a transaction on the chain. And as you vote, you earn tokens and yield. And so each one of these nodes that you manage can literally net you or the company as much as 1 to 2 million US a year. It really comes down to how many of the tokens we have in our ETPs, which allows us to petition the foundations to allow us to run a node. So currently we have three, but you know, there is a world where ultimately we could be running nodes for every one of our products as they grow in size and scope, which allows us to further generate revenue for this company, which is a fantastic, call it secondary or tertiary revenue model.
Oh yeah, fantastic. I mean, great to have multiple revenue streams. That sounds really good.
Absolutely.
Let's get to know you a bit better. You have nearly 20 years of capital markets experience. As I understand, you've worked in commodities and crypto. So what exactly attracted you to this company, to DeFi Technologies?
Yeah, so I've been a gold bug. I have a master's in economics and econometrics. I started my PhD in econometrics. I've been watching governments and what they do with money. I've spent 20 plus years in capital markets, being involved in raising money for almost everything you can imagine. But as you watch what's going on in the US and central banks pretty much everywhere in the world, they're printing money like it's going out of style. And in fact, you look at how much debt the US has, and you can just see these bizarre graphs where I think at the end of this year, it'll be $1.6 trillion in debt, almost $6 trillion more added to the U.S.'s debt just because of interest rates. That's not a stable currency. People can tell you whatever they want. The U.S. dollar is a great place to be, a safe haven, whatnot. You're witnessing the demise of maybe one of the most powerful currencies in the world, no different than the Canadian dollar or the euro as well with all of their debt. So gold becomes a really fascinating construct to pay attention to. And you've watched the gold prices go from low 1900s to 2250 almost, I think, today. It's just no one's paying any attention to the gold equities. Crypto's kind of stolen that thunder. And so rather than fighting it, and basically there are a lot of gold bugs who just will not even touch crypto, I took the alternative view and I said, look, gold and Bitcoin can be friends. They can be sisters. They can be brothers. One can be a big brother. One can be a little brother. And I've embraced it, and it's become a really, really powerful tool in my portfolio. And I really do think that you're going to see 1 to 2% of the gold flows globally go into crypto. And if you're a believer in Cathie Wood's metrics, I just had the privilege of speaking at the Reflexivity conference. Again, we own Reflexivity now, so I guess it was our conference. But Cathie Wood was suggesting that maybe 5% of all equity portfolios will have exposure to crypto, which would take the Bitcoin price to as high as $3.8 million. They have a $1.5 million target on it. I really don't care. I just think it's going higher. And if it goes higher, DeFi is going to do really, really well. But basically, that's my background and my thesis behind crypto and gold. And that is traditional fiat currencies are destroying themselves.
So, I mean, when I talk to people who are involved in crypto, some people are in it really just for the investment, the trading, because they see there's a potential for a big gain. Others are the true believers. They go back to this belief in decentralized finance. And like you said, an idea that the fiat currencies are going to tumble, that they're not really, they don't have the backing that they used to. And I think it's interesting to note, it sounds like you come from both camps. You see the value investment, and you are also a true believer. Before we let you go, I want to take a closer look at your company's stock. You mentioned this a bit earlier. You're listed in several markets, including Canada. The shares have lost a bit of ground since the beginning of the year, but they are up nearly 400% over the past 12 months. That said, you point out that it's not quite correlating to the assets that you hold. So go ahead, give us your elevator pitch. Tell us, why is your company a stock to watch?
Look, just above and beyond the pure financial side of it, which is our stock has barely moved in the last 3 months. Bitcoin's basically up 100%. Solana's up hundreds of percent. You just look at how we generate revenues. We generate revenues not just off of management fees, which is what your traditional ETF company does, but we're actually allowed to stake the underlying. We have regulatory approval to do that. So we generate another massive amount of yield. The example I always use, and again, we're only at around 600, 650 million US, although today, who knows, Bitcoin's up, it could be closer to 700 million. Basically, if you can average 7.5% on $1 billion, so we get to $1 billion in AUM, that's another 75 million on top of your management fees, on top of your trading revenues. We have our own trading desk, on top of your private portfolio, on top of your node management, your infrastructure business. So you add all that up, we're only trading at two, maybe three times profits. Most companies trade at 20, 30 times profits. And I think that's just a function of being listed in Canada. So, if you look at the US ETFs, they're not allowed to stake, they're not allowed to lend, they get management fees. We have this additional dimension for our company where we're allowed to stake the underlying. What I generally say is we're an ETF company with a revenue model on steroids. So I hope everybody takes a look at our company and understands and does some due diligence. It's not difficult math, and sees just how much of a incredible buying opportunity it is right now.
Well, that is certainly a bullish case. Thank you for sharing that with us. And no question, there's a lot of buzz right now around cryptocurrencies and exchange traded products. In the months ahead, investors are going to be looking to see if U.S. regulators approve a spot Ether ETP now that the spot Bitcoin ETPs are approved. I'm sure we'd like to speak with you about that sometime. But for now, though, thank you very much for joining us today and walking us through this world of DeFi.
I really appreciate it, Mike. And thank you to your company and allowing me to speak to your listeners.
We've been speaking with the head of capital markets at DeFi Technologies. That's Russell Starr. And you've been watching Global One Media's Stocks to Watch. I'm Michael Suido.